Helping you read out loud, confidently, convincingly, and conversationally. Hello, this is Peter Stewart. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Key 12 in our keys to conversationality. Key 12 is volume and projection. So what we're doing is, at the moment, working through various elements, various factors that you can use and employ and enjoy using to help you sound much more natural, much more fluent, much more conversational, much more authentic when either you're reading a script or when you decide to ad lib. Today, volume and projection. Yeah, as we've said several times before, but bringing it together when we're looking at conversationality, a conversational read is usually low key, subtle, friendly, authentic. And so the voice you need is one of sharing, not shouting. You need to engage rather than enrage. It's a closer voice, one you use when someone's near you and when you're giving calm and reassuring help or advice. It's not the voice you use from the other side of a crowded pub when you spot a long-lost school friend. All right, Dave, is that... Hi, Dave, yes, you! All right, ha-ha! It's not that kind of voice. It's much more friendly and subtle and close and authentic and natural. Okay. Here's another way to sound all of those things. You might consider either taking your headphones off altogether when you're doing a conversational read, or taking just one ear off the headphones off. That's moving the cup from one ear slightly to the back of your head. Doing this will help you hear yourself naturally rather than through the artificial construct of the microphone and its boosted level of every breath and mouth click, and then hearing it back through the headphones into your ears. You'll be concentrating more on what you're saying and who you're saying those words to rather than how you sound. If you hear yourself as you usually do, naturally, then there's a good chance you will talk more naturally as well. Obviously, in a recording session, you'll need at least one ear on so you can hear directions from a producer. And in a live radio studio, you need at least one ear on to hear any other sound source you bring in, such as music and callers and that kind of thing. But if you're doing a read, maybe that's long, or maybe it's short, or maybe it's in a studio, or maybe there's no one else to give you kind of feedback, and you don't need to hear yourself in both ears as you do it, just try this. Take one ear off, or maybe both ears off, and you'll be able to hear your sound as you normally hear your sound, naturally. And then it's likely that you'll be presenting and reading and talking naturally too. Let the microphone do the work. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.